Алло?
Алло.
А ты что, спала? Ой, я тебя разбудил, извини. А. Ага. То просто плохо слышно, и я тут с другого телефона звоню, а то мой что-то плохо работает. Вот. А, нет, 70. Наверное, да. А. А, ты на работе? А, понятно. Ага. А, понятно. А, ты мне что-то сегодня сообщение... Ты мне что-то сообщение написала сегодня утром.
Как дела?
Хорошо.
С переездом.
Ты изменился.
Да ладно. Сколько времени ты пивал?
Месяц.
Месяц?
Да. Ну да. Месяц и 5 дней.
Как было?
Смотрел разные вещи. Мне почему-то очень хотелось туда поехать. Еще очень много ночи, очень красиво. Везде разные цвета.
Сейчас твое мировоззрение изменилось, да? Ты чувствуешь, что у тебя изменилось?
Да, я чувствую.
It's not like everything changes for you all of a sudden. Moscow is still the same city I know and love. Its people haven't changed, and I still have many fond memories of this city. I was born and raised in Moscow, but my family is originally from Vladimir, a smaller city nearby. I spent all my childhood here. My identity was formed here.
Ну, а вот нам и надо, да? Родион, ты взял телефон?
Да.
Да? Ты просто сейчас дай мне телефон.
Да, вообще.
Знаешь, очень много бывает. Вообще, не только вот, в твоей семье, и в нашей семье тоже бывают такие вещи. И, например, как тетя, у меня тоже много. Вот.
Да, я помню.
И... Нет, ты меня слушай, ты не надо начинать.
Да, я
ты
слушаю.
Ты ничего не знаешь. Вот.
Я слушаю, да.
Например, у моей тети тоже. И... Вообще, знаешь, на самом деле, ты не должен переживать, ты не должен себя показать слабым. Ты не должен себя показать слабым человеком, потому что если ты так будешь делать, мама не продолжает сильно. Ты должен помогать маме.
Да.
Ты должен, ты должен показать, что ты держишь. У твоей мамы, да? У твоей мамы кровь,
да.
Ну, Ну, раку твоему. Я понял, честно. Просто мы говорили, и он сказал, что кровь там что-то нашли, но он сказал, что я понял, как бы. Ну, вчера мы просто говорили, и... но она не сказала мне, что она просто...
Сестра?
Не, мама.
Ну, брат, смотри, сейчас, знаешь, я уже, сейчас успокоюсь, вот.
When Mohsen gave me the news, I didn't know how to react. The mere thought of losing Yana was terrifying. At first, I would think about how to prepare my mom to come to grips with my new way of life. But contrary to my expectations, things are different now. It's now me who needs to be prepared to deal with her new condition. I study linguistics and literature at the People's Friendship University of Russia. I love my major. The people I've met at this university have become my best friends and have changed the course of my life. But these days, I don't feel like attending my classes. Yana is a specialized children's nurse. In other words, her job involves helping sick children recover, comforting them, and providing them with post-surgery care. I guess her job is another reason for her kindness and patience. Yana's the kind of person who inspires people to love everything and everyone around them. When Yana's home, she constantly keeps herself busy, and her presence is strongly felt. It's hard to be at home when she's not there. Before setting off for this journey, she was worried whether I'd return or not. Now I'm back, but she's not.
Да, все нормально, все хорошо. Ну, спасибо. Ты меня любишь, да? Все равно любишь меня? Ну, конечно, вернусь, мам, ты что?
вернусь. Как Максим?
I got to know about Iran through my Iranian friends at my university. They say that learning a new language is like discovering a new world. At first, I became familiar with Arabic. Farsi was next, and so I found this new world. I've been following Iran for the past few years. It's been my dream to visit this country for a while. Now, I'm finally here alone, and Mohsen's family is hosting me. Mohsen and his brother are my best friends back in Moscow. When they learned about my love for Iran, they did all they could to make the journey possible. Here, I realized that Mohsen and his family are not an exception. I found the Iranian nation to have the same characteristics that they have. My main destination, though, is not Tehran. After a few days in the capital city, I'll start my main journey. I've anticipated this journey for so long. Back in Moscow, when I was studying at an Armenian high school, I learned to play an Armenian instrument called the balaban, or the duduk. I had always wanted to own one of them, but after a while, I couldn't get a hold of my music teacher. Nor could I actually find the instrument in Moscow. I had heard that a huge population of Armenians live in Iran, so I figured I might be able to find the instrument there. Come to think of it, I'd love to learn how to play Iranian instruments like the santur as well.
This one and another one. You put this one in your mouth. This is Iranian balaban.
Okay.
Yes.
And obstacles on my new path, but I feel my real freedom will only expand. What I've found in this path is a new definition of the concept of freedom. Freedom to me is the liberty of having your own choice, and that's what I've found in Islam. I know that people will look at me differently upon my return to Russia, but that's not important. I want people to see me and reconsider what they've been fed about Islam through the mainstream media. I'd love to show them what I've witnessed for myself. As I got closer to the main leg of my journey, both passion and stress consumed me. For a long time, I'd read and researched about this new thing that was finally going to happen. Now, I wanted to take my final steps towards it with peace and tranquility. in the final days of my stay in Tehran and before departing for Mashhad, I went to see a prominent cleric along with Mohsen's brother, Ali. This cleric's sermons are widely popular among the youth.
Очень рад видеть вас. Спасибо, что вы приняли меня у себя в дом.
Хам хушалад мигам, хам хели хушал астам, ке дарам бо як шахсият азад, ке бе бузургтерин шахсият тарихи ма мусалманха алакаманд шуде, аз наздик гуфтугу мекунам. داستان این آشناییشون با امام حسین علیه السلام رو، آشناییشون با اسلام رو برای ما توضیح بدن.
Изначально я только знала о суннитах, но в то время я уже хотел уже принимать ислам, но потом одно время немножко забыл об этом. Но когда увидел по телевизору трансляцию Ашур, не Ашура из разных стран, мне стало очень интересно именно шиитский. И с этого момента я начал смотреть в интернете разную информацию о шиа и стал смотреть именно о дне Ашура и узнал о битве в Кербеле и как погиб имам Хусейн. И я стал больше читать про него, и как-то даже не то, что я прочитал, а то, что я почувствовал, как будто бы он очень близкий для меня, что в моем сердце, ну, он тоже как-то присутствует. И уже после этого я больше захотел принимать ислам, и для меня будет больше стало, большое желание появилось.
Мен фикр мекунам рузи имам Хусейн алейхи салам قلب همه مردم عالم رو تسخیر خواهد کرد و هر کسی زودتر به امام حسین علاقه مند بشه او از قلب با صفا و پاکتری برخوردار هست.
Сказать спасибо, что вы приняли меня у себя.
We touched down in Mashhad at night. I knew that becoming a Muslim didn't involve any specific rituals, but still, I was a bit nervous and wanted to take this final step as soon as possible. You can't accept or choose something without being passionate about it. Had I not experienced the love of the house of Prophet Muhammad, Islam wouldn't have become important for me, and I wouldn't have tried to get to know it. Now I'm going to the shrine of a person who I knew before choosing Islam, and whose love had already found its way into my heart. Each step for me was like getting closer to the dearest person I've ever known. This was a very strange feeling for me. It's impossible to explain it. It was like meeting someone who's closer to me than my mother. This is the final destination of my trip, and it's the ultimate purpose of the journey I started a few years ago. In those moments, I wanted to have all the people I love by my side, especially my mother. I could feel my heart getting bigger and bigger. Right then and there, I asked Imam Reza to make it easier for my mom to accept my choice. I was thinking that I was going to have a hard time making my family and my mother understand my new life. In Iran, I was asked a lot about my family's reaction to my conversion. I thought about it over and over, How would I tell them about my conversion? But what happened that day was totally unexpected. My mom herself called me a few moments after my conversion and congratulated me. It was like a miracle. My mom had called me from the hospital, but I didn't know that. My mom could have fallen sick at another point in my life, but I can't say how I would have reacted to it had it not happened right now. Now, I'm sure that everything is being supervised from another place. Maybe this is all a way to help me understand how much I've changed from within. This is much harder than having to struggle to make my family come to terms with my new way of life. Now, there's no struggle, but rather, a difficult test.
Ты мне что-то сегодня сообщение... Ты мне что-то сообщение написала сегодня утром. Ну, ты что-то написала, можно тебя поздравить? Спасибо тебе большое, я тебя... Да. Ну, я тебя очень люблю, спасибо. А как он? Ну, хорошо тогда. Ну, спокойной ночи.
Давай.
Давай, пока. Завтра позвоню. Ага, пока.